Good afternoon, everybody. We have a Gemara Meseches Megillah, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us, Tana Rabbanan, Bate Knesios, when you have a Beis HaKnesses, Ein Nogim Bahem Kalas Rosh. A person is not allowed to have a lightheaded attitude or a flippant attitude in a Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, the Gemara goes on to a whole list of things that one is not allowed to do in the Beis HaKnesses. And included in that, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph in Ilchas Beis HaKnesses, is the Isser of talking Sicha Betela in a Beis HaKnesses. One is not allowed to talk gossip or idle chatter, that's just meaningless talk, in a Beis HaKnesses. In fact, the Zohar HaKadosh is quoted by many Achronim. The Zohar HaKadosh writes in Parshas Truma, very frightening statement, Man Dimishtoi Bebeik Nishta Bemilin Dechol. Person who chooses to talk, not during davening, just in a Beis HaKnesses, they choose to speak Milin Dechol, things that have no connection at all to a Beis HaKnesses or to the davening, Vilei, he says, I feel very bad for that person. Delesle chulka be'elokad Yisrael, because you have no part in the God of Israel, in the God of the Jews, because this is where he lives, this is where he stands, this is where he resides, and you're choosing to show that you don't believe that he's here. De'achzi delesle elokad, because you're showing that you don't believe that God is really here. Velo shtakach taman, you're saying that it can't be that God resides in this place. Velesle chulke be'an, therefore you take no part in him. Velo dachal minei, and that's why you have no deference, you have no respect for the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam, that God himself is found in this place, and therefore he says, Ein lo chelek, it seems that you don't have any part in the experience of being with God at all. In fact, the Kaf HaChaim quotes from other Achronim that they say, somebody who's going to be medaber sichas chulim bebeis HaKnesses, someone's going to treat the Beis HaKnesses lightly and not really treat it with the proper respect, someone's going to talk sichas chulim in the Beis HaKnesses, Tov lo shelo yavo kol iker. It's better that you don't come at all. We don't need you in the shul. Go daven at home. Do your own thing at home. Don't daven with the minion. We don't want you to come if this is the way you're going to act in the Beis HaKnesses. And that's why the Prima Gadim and many others say that a person who talks in the Beis HaKnesses, Sichas Chulin, Ro'i Ligorbo, we have an opportunity, we have an obligation as a community to have a public outcry, to let out an uproar, to be protesting that individual, even if it's going to embarrass them. It doesn't make a difference, because this is something that is taken with the utmost of seriousness. And the Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Medrash. What about when we're not talking about just generally in the Beis HaKnesses? What about a person who talks in the middle of davening? Says the Beis Yosef as follows. Amar Belezer Rab Yossi. Pamachas ha'isi mahalach b'derech. Rab Belezer Rab Yossi was once traveling on the road. Umatzasi Eliyahu HaNavi zachal atov. He happens to chance upon none other than Eliyahu HaNavi. Now Eliyahu HaNavi is our savior. Eliyahu HaNavi is the greatest of the great. So he passes Eliyahu HaNavi and he sees Ve'imo Dalid Alafim Gemalim Te'unim. He sees there are 4,000 laden donkeys, laden animals, traveling behind Eliyahu HaNavi. So he asked him, Amartilo, Ma Elu Te'unim, may I ask Eliyahu HaNavi, where are you going? What are these 4,000 animals that you're traveling with? Where exactly are you traveling to? And what are they so laden with on their backs? So he says back to him, Eliyahu HaNavi tells me, Af V'chema. The animals are filled, are laden with anger, with outrage, with infuriation. That's what is on the backs. That's what they're carrying in their sacks that they're traveling with. So he turns back to him. He says, Lama, can you tell me what exactly are they so angry about? What are they carrying in there that warrants 4,000 animals to be traveling with anger in their backs? What's that? He says, that's really Lasos Nekama Ba'af V'chema. That is their chance to take revenge and retribution. L'misha mesaper ben kadosh lebarchu, ben bracha lebracha, ben perak leperak, ben amine heshmei rabba leyizbarach. They are laden. 4,000 animals are laden with anger and with wrath of God himself to take as revenge on those who talk in the middle of davening, who talk in the middle of kadosh, who speak in the middle of brachos, abirchos, kriyashma, and kadosh, and kedusha, and barchu. There says Eliyahu HaNavi, even though I am always the defender, I am always the Shomer Yisrael, I'm always the Melitz Tov on Yisrael, I'm always the one who protects them, but still, when it comes to people, says the Beis Yosef, who talk in the middle of davening, even Eliyahu HaNavi himself comes with 4,000 animals laden with anger, laden with outrage, that they are ready to take that all out. The Torah writes from the Sefer Chasidim, another very wild story, that there was a Maisa b'chassid echad. He says there were two friends who were very big Chasidim, doesn't mean Hasidic Jews, it means they were very pious individuals, right? So Chasidim used to mean that they were pious. Chasidim nowadays means something else. So they had two Chasidim, two pious Jews. I don't mean Chasidim are not pious, but that's not what it means nowadays. So you had two pious individuals who were friends. One of them passes away, and after a couple of days, his friend comes to him in a dream, and he sees that the one who passed away is Panuv Meirikos, which means that his face was discolored, his face was smirched in some way. And he turns to him and he says, why is it that panecha merikos, why is it that your face looks so discolored? Why is it that your face looks so black, so dark? So he says to him, Amar lo, mipnei shehaisi medaber bivayechulu b'shah shehatzibur hayomer moso. Because I was talking on Friday night when they used to say Vayechulu and Magen Avos, I was busy talking with my friends in the middle of Kaddish, in the middle of Vayechulu, in the middle of Magen Avos, and therefore, this is my punishment. That's what the Torah quotes from the Sefer Hasidim, that's what happens to a person if they go ahead and do such a thing. The Baal HaTurim writes, interestingly enough, that the Gemara has a Megillah Daf Tezvav, that Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lios HaTar Perosh Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik, in the day of Mashiach, we're going to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is going to be Atara, is going to be the crown on the head of each and every tzaddik, says the Baal HaTurim. Sha'osa Atara Shema Atrim LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Tfilasam. Why is it that God comes along in the end of times and he's going to sit there and be the crown on the head of all the tzaddikim? What's that all about? He says it's a favor in return. Because the tzaddikim throughout their lives were ma'atrim la'kadosh baruch hu b'tfilasam, since they went ahead and made a crown, so to speak, on the head of God himself, therefore machzir lahem, therefore God gives it back to them. In the end of times, he's going to come, so to speak, and be a crown on their heads. Aval, he writes, Misha sach sichas chulim b'beis haknesses, but somebody who chooses to talk in the middle of davening, in the middle of shul, makifin lo kol gufa b'kutzim. He's not going to have this blessing of having, you could be the biggest tzaddik in the world, you could be the biggest davener, but if you're going to talk in the middle of davening, says the Baal HaTurim, God is not only not going to provide you with that crown on top of your head, the Asad Lavo, but he's going to surround your body with a whole bunch of thorns that will prove to be highly uncomfortable. Now what about when we have Kriyas HaTorah? So we were talking the last couple of days about some important aspects of Kriyas HaTorah. So the Gemara says in Sota Daf Lamites, Amar Rabba Barav Huna, Kivan sheniftach sefer Torah. Once the sefer Torah is open, aser l'saper afilu b'dvar halacha. A person is not even allowed to talk. Not just you're not allowed to talk idle chatter, which you're never allowed to talk in a shul, but you're not even allowed to talk divrei Torah. You're not even allowed to talk k'dvar halacha. Shenemar, the pasuk says sefer Nehemiah, vayiftach Ezra ha-sefer le'enei kol ha'am. Ezra ha-sofer comes along and opens up the sefer Torah in the presence of the Jewish community. U'kepischa, and when he opens it, amdu kol ha'am. And the Gemara learns, Amdu Kalam doesn't mean they stood up. We don't really have an obligation to stand during Kriyas HaTorah. That's not really something we have to do. The Gemara says what it means here, Amdu Kalam is they sat there quietly, and they didn't make any noise, they did not talk. This is the way the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, and Siman Kuf Mem Vav, that a person has to be very careful not to talk in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. In fact, the Magen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah and other Acharonim write, this doesn't only apply when the Sefer Torah is actually in the middle of being read, in the middle of an Aliyah, but they write that even while they're rolling a Sefer Torah, let's say they take it out and now the Sefer Torah is open while we're rolling it, or while the Sefer Torah is getting ready to be used, but once it's open, ukepischa, once it's open, amdu kalam, that's the pasuk in Sefer Nehemiah, that we do not have a right to go ahead and talk at that time. Now what about ben gavra le gavra? What about when you're in between aliyos? So now you'll say the Sefer Torah is not open. Not only is the Sefer Torah not open, the Sefer Torah is covered over. We're not reading from the Sefer Torah, so what would you say then? So the Shulchan Aruch says clearly you're not even allowed to talk ben gavra le gavra. Person is not even allowed to talk in between two aliyos. And then there's a further discussion about what about if I'm learning? What if I'm talking to the person next to me because I saw something interesting on the parsha, or I saw a nice vart on the bottom of the page of the Chumash, or I see an interesting Rashi that I didn't notice, so I want to show it to somebody else. Maybe I'm allowed to do that. That's a discussion in the Acharonim whether you're allowed to do that. But certainly if it's less than that, if it's not a Dvar Halacha, if it's not Divrei Torah, everybody agrees one is not even allowed to talk ben gavra le gavra. And not only that, the Acharonim write as well, it's not only referring to a person who's part of the minyan that's standing there waiting for the next aliyah to begin, but very often you have somebody who davens at the Hashkama minyan, then they come down here to see which friends are in this minyan, and while they're here, even though we're in the middle of laning, they don't care, they're walking up and down the aisles, they're making a ruckus, they're talking to everybody. Obviously, in the middle of laning, they're not allowed to do that. But the Acharonim say, even ben gavra le gavra, even between aliyos, when they're not listening to the Kriyas HaTorah, but they walk in between aliyos and they start to talk to other people, that's also not allowed. That's also not allowed, even though they're not part of the minyan, but since they walked in while the Sefer Torah is sitting on the bima, ben gavra le gavra, they are not allowed to make any sort of interruption. This is a very important halacha that often we find people are not careful about. The Shari Ephraim that extends it, and he says the same way the Gemara says you're not allowed to talk while the Sefer Torah is open, and the same way the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to talk ben gavra le gavra even in between aliyos, the Shari Ephraim says you're also not allowed to talk while the Haftorah is being read, because that's an extension of the Kriyas HaTorah, and the same way you're not allowed to talk in the middle of the Kriya itself, you're not allowed to talk in the middle of the Haftorah. What about women? So women often ask this question. They come late, at whatever time, Shabbos morning, and they're trying to catch up. So as they're catching up, they're usually not up to Kriyas HaTorah at the same time that the congregation is up to Kriyas HaTorah. So women often ask the question, are they obligated in Kriyas HaTorah or not? So this is discussed in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Pei Beis, where he says that there's a discussion as to whether or not women are obligated in Kriyas HaTorah. The simple understanding is that women are not. That's why most of our women that we know are not so careful about coming to shul on time to make sure they make it for Kriyas HaTorah. So now that they're making it late to Kriyas HaTorah and they're not going to be able to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah, are they allowed to talk in between the aliyos, or are they allowed to talk while the rest of the community is learning from the Sefer Torah? So the Acharonim write that the same violation that applies for everybody else applies for the women as well. Again, if they're just catching up on the davening and they're doing it quietly in a way that it's not disturbing other people, that's fine. But for them to go ahead and talk in the middle of the Kriyas HaTorah, where the Kaf HaChaim says, we spoke last week about walking out while the Sefer Torah is open. So women, even though they are at a different part of davening and they're catching up and whatever it might be, they should also be careful not to walk out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, because that's something that we take very seriously. It's considered a bizayon to the Sefer Torah. The Acharonim quote in the name of the Zohar HaKadosh, and it gives us a little bit of the perspective of what Kriyas HaTorah is meant to be. Now obviously this is not the perspective, unfortunately, that we all have, but this is the way the Zohar HaKadosh sees what it's supposed to be. What is the experience of Kriyas HaTorah, says the Zohar? We're supposed to see that everyone should stand there be'ema ubi'yira. We should stand there with fear. We should stand there with a seriousness as we listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. Kimisha ein lahem peh, says the Zohar, as if you don't even have a mouth. You're so afraid. You're so nervous. I don't know if anyone's ever gotten a traffic ticket. I once got a traffic ticket. I came to court, and it's a nothing. What is it? It's $50 and 2 points? It's no big deal. But still, I'm standing in front of the judge, and I'm so nervous, I can't even talk. I don't even know what to say. I had to bring someone else along with me because I was so afraid to open my mouth. So imagine, that's just a traffic ticket. Imagine if somebody does something really bad, and you're standing in front of the judge, you might go to jail for the rest of your life. Imagine how afraid you would be. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, take that and amplify it by a million times over. That's what Kriyas HaTorah is. Kamisha ein lahem peh. Like you don't even have a mouth because you can't even open it because you're so afraid. And then the Zohar HaKadosh says, V'yuchabnu livan, we should all have the intent when we're listening to the Kriyas HaTorah, kilu omdim heim, as if we're standing at Har Sinai, actually accepting the words of the Torah that God is sending down for us. That's what Kriyas HaTorah is every week. That's what Kriyas HaTorah is every Monday and Thursday. As if God himself, which is interesting, if you're the Baal Kori, you're a representative of God, gotta be careful, but basically it's as if God himself is standing there and telling us the mitzvahs once again, the same way he told them to us at the occasion of Har Sinai. This is something that we often don't take too seriously, but really, the Kriyas HaTorah is something that we should pay a little bit more of a close attention to. Let's just close with a very fascinating passage from the Sefer Tzror HaMor. Who is the Sefer Tzror HaMor? Sefer Tzror HaMor was one of the incredible Sfardish Gaonim. He was one of the great giants of the Sfardic community in the 1400s. And he lived through the expulsion in 1492. And then he passed away in the beginning of the 1500s, very tragically. He had many expulsions in his life from one community to the other. After he was expelled from Portugal, he moved to another community. Then ultimately he ended up in Morocco. In the end, I think the Chida writes that he lost his life because they drowned him in the river or something. Like a really terrible story that he had. But he had Svarim that were left over. And one of the Svarim that he wrote was the Sefer Tzror HaMor. And you see from the way he describes his feelings of what Kriyas HaTorah was in his community in 1492, he writes about why he feels they were expelled, why it is that they went through the terrible suffering that they did. It seems that things haven't changed that much in 500 years, just from the description that he gives. It's interesting. So listen what he says. Darashti zeh pa'amim rabos kodem hagirush. He says, I used to talk about this in my shul all the time before we were thrown out in 1492. Ki afal pi sheyisrael oskim haTorah. He said, we had a community where everybody was religious Jews. We all did the mitzvahs. We were doing what we were supposed to do. However, he says, the problem was, eim echav denosa. Yeah, we keep the mitzvahs, we do everything we're supposed to do, whip on our tefillin in the morning, daven where we're supposed to daven, but we don't have any respect for the Torah that we keep. Eim echav denosa. That's our problem, says the Tzror HaMor. And he goes on to say, v'chein regilim b'shal shemotziyin sefer Torah min ha'heichal. He says, he highlights a couple of aspects that he feels his community was lacking in 1400s. He says, regilim b'shal shemotziyin sefer Torah min ha'heichal. Many people have the practice, when we take the sefer Torah out of the Aron, miyad yotzim rubam lemelachta maladav loshen hara. That's the license for me to go outside into the whole kiddush clubs. Now it's the license for me to go and talk my lashon hara to catch up on whatever happened during the week. Vizehu, and he says, this is what the Navi Yirmiyah says, Alma Avda Haaretz. We're now in the 3 weeks, so we all know this Gemara. Why did we lose Eretz Yisrael? Al azvam es tarasi asher nasati lifnehem. So he says, we all know the simple understanding of the Gemara. However, perhaps what it means on a more basic level is, al azvam es tarasi, when they take the Sefer Torah out, people just leave the shul. People totally disregard the fact that the Sefer Torah was just removed from the Aron Kodesh, and they're supposed to participate in the Kriyas HaTorah. And he says, this is perhaps why, Avda Haaretz, this is perhaps why the Navi Yirmiyah tells us, the land was lost, because not that you don't keep the Torah, but rather that you don't stay when the Torah is there to display the honor and the dignity that we're supposed to be giving. Skip a little bit more, and then he says, V'yesh lahem l'chabin b'dvarav, when we have the Sefer Torah being read, we should think it's kiyom matan Torah. It's as if we are standing on the occasion of Matan Torah. And instead of doing that, he says, instead of having the feeling of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yielecha, actually being proclaimed to us in our own shuls on Monday and Thursday, he says, Heim Ein Osim Kein. We don't do that. Elokulim Misaprim Eluim Elu B'dei Mahatalus V'tatuim. What are we talking about? We start fighting with the Gabbai, oh, this Aliyah, that Aliyah. And everybody's busy talking about everything else. We're talking about all the businesses that happened this week. Ba'osim Shein Osim came, and obviously not everyone in the shul is doing that, but even the ones who aren't doing that, Karim B'chumashim B'kolei Kolos, they're going and reading along in Rashi and reading all the bottom of the art scroll, and they're not paying attention and disturbing other people, and he really doesn't like it. Then he says a third aspect of what he finds to be incredibly lacking in his community is Sha'omid HaSefer Torah Pasuach B'yom HaShabbos. This is very fascinating to me that this is 500 years ago, and listen to the description he gives. You have a Sefer Torah is open on Shabbos. Nobody wants to go out for the Aliyah. And they choose to be mezalzel, the covet of the Sefer Torah, because they're sticking up for their own covet. And they say, any road to Lalos, I don't want to go out for an Aliyah unless it's Shlishi or Shvi. Who wants any other Aliyah? I want Maftir. If I don't get Maftir, I have Yardside this week, I'm out of here. I'm not a member. And he says, V'meino ole, if I'm not going to go up, me, ola, me, yala, acharai. Yeah, let's see, Gabbai, who are you going to put up instead of me? Who do you expect to be really the chash of a person in the room? The inin shenishar ha-sefer pasuach, and because we're busy playing these games with our own kavod, the sefer is sitting there open, b'yom ha-shabbos, b'teva, v'lokam, v'lozish mehem, and nobody cares to show the dignity that the Sefer Torah requires and demands, because we're so busy fighting over Shlishi and Maftir and who's going to get this Aliyah and that one. And therefore he says he feels this is part of the reason Al Azram as Tarasi, this is what it means, because we literally leave the Sefer Torah and we don't show it the proper covet. He ends off the letter and he says, L'chein sarach lanu l'schazek b'toru u'l'chavda v'lasok ba. Not only do we have an obligation and an opportunity to be mechazek in the learning and the commitment to Torah, but also he says to the kavod haTorah as well, be'inyan shebazeh nekayim sukas David hanofales. That is the way that we're going to bring about our ultimate redemption. U'lahaser zeh hamashko mitachas yadoi venu shehi remusa u'shchucha b'avonoseinu. That's the way we will be able to return our Beis Hamikdash that was taken away because of these reasons. Ki ba'avur haTorah avanav nersa. He says, because of the lack of respect for the Torah, that is why all of the stones of the Beis Hamikdash were destroyed. U'ba'avur schus haTorah, and because of the schus of the kavod haTorah that we display, hasida lachzer the yeshuva b'zeh hagalus. That's the way that we will be able to restore, to get back, to regain the access to the incredible Beis Hamikdash that we all look forward to. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says in Sefer Malachi, zichru Torahs Moshe Abdi. Here he's darshaning a little bit in the psukim, but the pasuk says, "Remember the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu." And then right after that, it says, "Hini anochi shaleach lechem es Eliyahu Navi." Why is that? Because if you will make time and effort to remember what the Torah means to you and how much we have an obligation to be mechabited, then the next step, and that will be, "Hini anochi shaleach lechem es Eliyahu Navi." Halavai sheniske, that these beautiful words of the Tzur HaMor should be mekuyam in all of our communities.